All right, next up we've got My Broken Demo Tape with Die Happy.
Lately I feel like I'm struggling with all these things that I'm juggling, and my job makes me wanna na na na, and my body makes me wanna la la la. These days I feel like an anxious mess, and I suppose it's anyone's guess to how I'm ever gonna ha ha ha, cause I think I'm gonna fa fa fa. Fall apart in a public restroom, wake up alone in a guest room, in a cold dark psych ward, hey hey hey, where everybody is way 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 over their heads in psychosis, striking out with every diagnosis, banging their heads against the bay bay bay. There is nothing left to say say say.
I'm immediately taken in by the energy of the song, and as soon as it comes on, I'm reaching for the volume knob to turn it up. It's a song with some really dark themes, but I feel like the underlying message is uplifting in terms of like the lyrics and the energy. And you know, I'm thinking it may have been catharsis for the artist, but the message also really resonates strongly with the listener, at least it did for me. This song may be literally about life and death struggle. You know, many of us, I think, make promises to ourselves that we're going to overcome adversity that we may face. And I feel like I need all of the anthems I can get. This song, I liked it both physically, like it made me move, and it, you know, it appealed to me emotionally. So this is a very good song. It was right up there and probably in my top five.
Yeah, this is what I'd wanted every entry to sound like. You know, I thought this is just really good. It's really my jam. It's sort of this semi-hyper, infectious drive. It's just so good. It's exactly what I wanted. And the backing yelling vocals are awesome. For me, this is top three, really easy. I just really like how, you know, how it's just going. And then he just kind of like runs out of words. Fa, 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 la, la, la. And so, and I know that that's not exactly what's happening, because often enough those words coalesce into something or coalesce into the next word or the next line of the song. But I just love it. It's so, so clever, fun as hell. This is what I'd wanted every one of these entries to sound like. Not exactly, but just have that kind of a approach.
Oh, yeah. I'm in total agreement. This is, I mean, I can just say right now, this is absolutely my favorite song of Spin Tunes this round. There's by a huge margin. It's such a good song. It's just your classic style. Like, you have like a high energy, sort of bubbly almost music to contrast with lyrics, because you can't really talk directly about it. So you have to be approaching it obliquely. I would say that the nonsense lyrics are just the thinnest, absolute thinnest possible checkbox checking of the requirement, because even though there's constant use of these na 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 la la la, that's all really really clear what word they actually are. There's only one or two places where you could say they're actually nonsense, but I kind of wish there was a little bit more of that, because it's so perfect of a topic, you know, to have nonsense for to cover up the things that just can't be captured in words. But I can't possibly say anything bad about this song. It's just so good all the way through that the final entry, I promised myself that I would die happy. That line in context just hit me so hard. It's so good.
Yeah, it's powerful.
I have nothing bad to say about the song despite my best effort.